This is JIS News. Coming up, 18-member cabinet officially sworn in. BOJ governor says exchange rate remains stable and Norman Manley International Airport to be awarded most improved in the Caribbean. The details after the break.
My business is growing thanks to the Ministry of Finance's electronic government procurement system. It's now much easier to do business with the government. The system is faster, more efficient, plus you can access online assistance. It also sends notifications for opportunities or tenders. What are you waiting for? Register now at gojep.gov.jm. Send an email to info@gojep.gov.jm or call the Ministry of Finance and Planning at 922-8600.
Now the news. Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen swore in members of the Andrew Holness-led cabinet at a ceremony at King's House on Monday, March 7. Vaughn Davis has more in this report.
The 18-member cabinet, led by Prime Minister Andrew Holness, was sworn in earlier today at King's House. Four state ministers were also sworn in, while Marlene Malahou-Fort was appointed Attorney General. Prime Minister Andrew Holness will assume responsibility for defense, economic growth, and job creation. Among the ministers of government are Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, Minister of National Security, Robert Montague, Minister of Education, Senator Ruel Reid, and Transport and Mining Minister, Mike Henry. Mr. Holness says he believes the members of his cabinet have the necessary leadership skills to meet the demands to be placed upon them as they manage their various portfolios.
They are expected to display very quickly a grasp of the subject area, articulate solutions, lead and inspire confidence. I am confident that the persons chosen will do all these things and more.
The Prime Minister adds that the size of the cabinet is the first signal to the people of Jamaica that the government intends to be frugal and efficient in the administration of the nation's affairs. Vaughn Davis reporting for JIS News.
Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, BOJ, Brian Winter, has indicated that the exchange rate remains stable. Mr. Winter, who was speaking at the BOJ's quarterly press briefing in Kingston Monday, said shocks that would likely affect the Jamaican dollar are fairly benign.
With the Jamaican dollar no longer overvalued, the improving inflation outlook and the resulting narrowing of the inflation differential between Jamaica and the United States means that the exchange rate will likely continue to exhibit relative stability going forward, although some correction may become necessary if the US dollar continues its path or trend of strengthening against third currencies.
The BOJ governor says other sectors of the economy are likely to see increased earnings, which will in turn have an effect on the stability of the Jamaican dollar. The Norman Manley International Airport, NMIA, will be awarded the prestigious Airports Council International Airport Service Quality ACIASQ Award for the most improved airport in Latin America and the Caribbean for 2015. ACI recognizes the world's airports which have achieved the highest passenger satisfaction ratings in the ASQ survey, the world's premier passenger service measure of airport excellence. Senior Director of Commercial Development and Planning at NMIA, Alfred McDonald, says upgrade work was done in various areas of service delivery.
What we've had to do is to evaluate all the things that the customers would be happy with and also that they are not happy with, strengthen those that they are happy with and work to correct those that they are not happy with. So we did our air conditioning upgrade. We also worked on customer service training to ensure that the level of service delivery was at a level that would be pleasing to our customers.
Mr. McDonald says it is the first time that NMIA is being recognized by the ACI ASQ in this manner. The airport is also enjoying a rise in the ACI ASQ rankings as the number two airport in the region for the fourth quarter of 2015. And the company's Office of Jamaica COJ is to launch an electronic business registration form to facilitate a more convenient option to transacting business with the agency. Chief Executive Officer of the COJ, Judith Ramlogan, says the new service is simply the conversion of the manual form to an electronic version, allowing persons to register their business name or company from anywhere in the world.
The business registration form is what you would call a one-stop shop. So you come to one place and you are registered with all the agencies that are responsible for regulating business startups.
Mrs. Ramlogan says discussions are also being held with the Caribbean Secretariat and the various registrars of companies for the establishment of an online registry for CARICOM companies. In utilizing the electronic business registration procedure, persons will need a computer, internet service, a signing pad or a token for digital signatures, and a scanner, as some documents may need to be uploaded to the system. For further information, visit the COJ website at orcjamaica.com. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.